The Ticket. Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
Good morning, Ann Arbor, Michigan. Happy Friday, everybody. It's Friday, November 25th, 2022. This is the Michigan Insider. Sports Talk 1050, WTK, The Ticket, online at WTK.com. Happy Black Friday. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. A lot of fun watching football, eating turkey, and everything else that happened yesterday. A lot of fun yesterday, hopefully for everybody. But now we turn our attention back to the game. Michigan and Ohio State coming up tomorrow down in Columbus. Kickoff just a little bit after noon on Fox and right here on Sports Talk 1050, WTK, The Ticket. Your coverage starts at 8 a.m. right here. With the KeyBank countdown, a kickoff on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket, to get you ready for the game. We've got a trip behind enemy lines with Alejandro Zuniga and 247 Sports from the MichiganInsider.com. We're also going to hear from Al Borges, Vance Bedford, plus the recruiting roundup. John Ubakin, a lot to get to on the show this morning. I know we've been watching the weather all week long to find out what the weather's going to be like for the game. And I gave you my conspiracy theory a couple days ago, earlier in the week, when there had been rain in the forecast, but it's still, you know, far out in that forecast. You're like, it might have rain. Looks potentially like it's going to be wet. And my conspiracy theory is that it was just, you know, Buckeye fans working at the, as meteorologists that were, giving Michigan fans, I don't know if excitement is the right word, but, you know, we were looking forward to a little bit of weather conditions. Well, that's not going to be the case, at least not as of the last weather check. As of the last weather check, the current forecast calls for sunny and clear skies or partly cloudy skies pretty much all day in Columbus. If you're heading down there, like when we go on the air at 8 a.m., it's going to be about 30 degrees. By noon, though, it's going to be in the mid-40s, and by the end of the game, it's going to be in the low 50s. So it's going to be a pretty nice fall Saturday in November in Columbus, unfortunately. Weather-wise, if you're looking for, you know, rain or snow or maybe even wind, I'm not sure any of those things are coming into play for the game tomorrow. So that is why we have to continue to break down the matchup and look at all the what's going to take place on the field. Give you all the as much in-depth analysis as we can, getting you ready for the as we can for the game. So we're going to go behind enemy lines this morning in just a moment. And we're going to hear from Al Borges. We're going to hear from Vance Bedford. We're going to get some expert analysis on the Buckeyes, the Wolverines, and get you ready for the game tomorrow down in Columbus. But this is my daily or weekly reminder, if you will, that you could talk all you want about C.J. Stroud and J.J. McCarthy and the running backs for both teams and the receivers for both teams and all the different skill position guys. You can talk about that all you want. And yes, having those guys as healthy as possible is key really for both teams. But at the same time, it's the line of scrimmage where this game generally is won and lost. The question is, can Michigan's offensive line win its matchups more often than not? And the same thing, can the Michigan front four, maybe it's the front five, six, or seven, depending upon what play is called in, you know, in that moment, but can the Michigan defensive front also more often than not win the line of scrimmage? And if they can do that, they can put pressure on C.J. Stroud. They can limit the running game for Ohio State and give Michigan a chance to win down there in Columbus. Well, to find out more about the Buckeyes, we're going to go behind enemy lines here from 247 Sports and the MichiganInsider.com is Alejandro Zuniga.
If you're listening to this episode, you know what time it is. It is game week. It is Michigan and Ohio State. It is always the biggest game on the schedule for both programs. And this year, bigger than most. Both teams are 11-0. Both programs have Big Ten college football playoff aspirations. This is a rivalry that has been reinvigorated since last year. And I am very excited to have with me Patrick Murphy. He covers the Buckeyes over at Bucknuts, our 24/7 affiliate. Patrick, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I am doing fantastic. It feels like the season just started. It feels like, you know, it was just Michigan and Colorado State facing off. It was, you know, watching Ohio State and Notre Dame. And all of a sudden, the weather has turned colder. The Thanksgiving holiday is here. And this game that it seemed like it's been building up to this moment. It seemed like it's after the first couple weeks, it was like Michigan and Ohio State just, it seemed like they were on a collision course. And both programs have done their job. And we've gotten now to this very special week. Jim Harbaugh said this week that he is thankful. He is grateful. You know, maybe invigorating himself with that Thanksgiving spirit. But beyond, you know, maybe the animosity of the rivalry, I think it's fair to say that both fan bases, I think, are excited that this game is as fun as it seems like it's going to be this year.
Absolutely. I think even before the season, a lot of people, myself included, were talking about this being this type of game, not only the rivalry for a number of reasons being exciting, but I think most people looked at the schedules of both teams and said, there's a good chance that they walk into this game undefeated and two of the top ranked teams in the country with everything on the line. And that's obviously exactly where we are. So it's nice when these things work out the way you hope. And I don't know how you couldn't be excited for this game, even more so than I think most fans on either side typically are.
Yeah, it's special. And this is one of those that, you know that legends are made in this game. You know that potentially Heisman moments happen in this game. And you know that memories, institutional memories for both programs, are made in this game this Saturday. If you don't know the details, of course, it's a noon kickoff on Fox. It will be the most watched game of the weekend. Game day will be there. Big noon kickoff will be there. 100,000 plus people are going to be there, and we're going to be there. And we were there last year when it was 42-27 in Ann Arbor, an upset victory for the Wolverines that propelled them to the Big Ten championship and has kind of elevated the Michigan program into that same level of not just competing for the Big Ten, but falling a bit short. But now all of a sudden, reigning Big Ten champions and, you know, Big Ten representatives in the college football playoff for the past 365 days. Ohio State has not lost since that afternoon. And it seems like on top of that, they've also reshaped their program a bit. Patrick, take us through what the past year has been like for this program and kind of rebuilding back to this game.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit. And you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
Ryan Day didn't wait long to start making changes. The offense was not the issue last year, and specifically in the game, C.J. Stroud played well. The passing attack was fine. Running game still needed some work, and they've tweaked that, but it was the defense that obviously was the difference, and it wasn't just that game. For Ohio State fans, you can point to a number of different moments throughout the season where things did not go well defensively, so before even Ohio State played in the Rose Bowl in December, Ryan Day went out and hired Jim Knowles from Oklahoma State, who turned that defense around. And he's done a great job with the Buckeyes. We heard all offseason about the differences with this Buckeye defense. They've gone more to a 4-2-5 with just two linebackers, more defensive backs on the field. But Jim Knowles has also adjusted some to the Big Ten. Obviously, you play a team like Wisconsin, you play a team like Iowa, even some degree still Michigan. You're going to have guys who can make tackles against rugged running backs and get off blocks. So it's been interesting to see how Jim Knowles has adjusted from that Big 12, you know, a lot of spread teams, and you still see plenty of that in the Big 10. So that's been the major difference. And they've reshaped this defense. It's gone from being a problem to honestly being a strength. In a couple of games this year, Ohio State's had to really lean on the defense to get it through some tough moments when maybe things weren't clicking offensively, or, you know, just to get some stops to get the ball back. Notre Dame specifically was one. Even a week ago, Maryland gave Ohio State quite the test and the defense had to come up big a few times. So that's been the biggest thing. I think the other thing that we have to mention is Jaxon Smith-Njigba, who came into this season as arguably the top receiver in the country, or at least in that conversation, and got hurt early in the Notre Dame game, has only played in two other games, but left both games before halftime. He's been battling a hamstring injury, and if you've ever dealt with those, they can be quite literally a pain, and they linger and whatnot. So it's been figuring out life without Jaxon Smith-Njigba probably a year before Ohio State expected to do so. I don't expect him to be in this game. I honestly think if the Buckeyes do make it to the college football playoff, maybe he could be back for that. But yeah, in terms of this week and even potentially a Big Ten championship, I think it'd be a long shot to see him back as he tries to get that hamstring right.
Well, Jaxon Smith-Njigba aside, it has been very little drop off, if any at all, for this Ohio State offense. Of course, Michigan fans know JSN very well for what he did in the game last year. But the Buckeyes are still led on offense by CJ Stroud, outstanding quarterback, one of the better quarterbacks in the country and deservedly up there in the Heisman conversation. When I look at this offense, you know, outside of JSN, a couple and more, you know, kind of in the program, excellent receivers, of course, led by Marvin Harrison Jr., but Emeka Igbuka, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, has also had himself quite a nice year playing in the slot a bit and then also splitting out wide. But when I look at the Buckeyes, I do see more of a balanced offense than last year. You know, it surprised me when watching the Ohio State-Michigan game last year that they abandoned the run so quickly. I know that Travion Henderson had a nice year last year, and it seemed like he just was a non-factor against Michigan last year. It seems like this season, I know he's been banged up. I know Mayan Williams has also been banged up. But it does seem like Ohio State has made it more of an emphasis to run the ball to give the offense more options. Am I correct in saying that?
Certainly. It's funny because Ryan Day loves to talk about balance, and he says, you know, the ideal is 250 passing yards and 250 rushing yards. Ohio State under Ryan Day, and even when he was the offensive coordinator, when Urban Meyer was still the head coach, has rarely been that way. Ryan Day is a former quarterback. He was a quarterback's coach. It seems like in big moments, in big games, he leans on the passing attack. And you mentioned he did that against Michigan last year, the Rose Bowl, when they had to come from behind. It was very pass heavy. But when they got into this season, it's certainly been more balanced. And go back to that first week against Notre Dame, second half, the Buckeyes are trailing. They really relied on the run game. They, you know, that was the game where, as I mentioned, they lost Jaxon Smith-Njigba. So kind of the plan went out the window. They had to figure out how these other receivers were going to fit in. And what they did know is Travion Henderson, Mayan Williams, as you mentioned. Now, those guys, as you said, both have been banged up. Last week, Dallin Hayden really emerged, a freshman running back, and he's had some moments throughout the season. It'll be interesting to see what the health is for these guys, and I know that's a big mystery for both teams in coming into this game, but Travion Henderson didn't play much in the second half last week. He's been dealing with a foot issue, kept him out the 2 weeks before. Mayan Williams got hurt the week prior against Indiana and left that game. So, yeah, we'll certainly see what the Buckeyes have in terms of a rushing attack. But, they definitely have been more willing to lean on that, not put everything on C.J. Stroud and these receivers.
Now, if the Buckeyes do have to lean on C.J. Stroud, like I mentioned, outstanding quarterback, and the Ohio State offense, even with the injuries that you just mentioned, has been fantastic. Best scoring offense nationally. They have the second most touchdowns in college football to just 4 interceptions, which is remarkable, and a top 10 total offense, averaging just under 500 yards per game. If the ball does have to be in C.J. Stroud's hands, in what ways has he improved as a quarterback since Michigan?
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Michigan saw him last year.
I think he's taken the natural steps that you expect of a guy, you know, second year as a starter, third year in the program. He's got a great arm. And I mean that both, you know, strength wise, but also accuracy wise. There are some throws that he makes where, you know, he fits into tiny windows or drops the ball perfectly into a receiver's hand. You know, it's just, he's a talented player and he's just continued to work. I think, you know, intangibly leadership and things like that have been big. Yeah, I think that can play a part, maybe not to the viewer's eyes this weekend, but managing a game like this, keeping guys, you know, in, you know, involved and whatnot, maybe if things aren't going well, keeping everybody calm and collected. That's where I think CJ Stroud has taken the biggest jump this year. But look, he's got a talented group around him, and he's been able to use these weapons effectively. And you mentioned two of them in Marvin Harrison Jr. and Mecca Buka. Julian Fleming is a guy who's stepped up, though hasn't been as big of a factor the last few weeks. He's a guy who's battled a lot of injuries during his Ohio State career, so it's been nice to see him. And Ohio State has used the tight end, which is something the Buckeyes haven't done a ton in the passing game. Cade Stover has had a really nice year. He's the first Ohio State tight end to catch 30 passes in a season in like 15 years or something. I'd have to go back and check the actual numbers, but it's been a long time. So he's been a part of the passing game, and you know, he's a guy who can creep up when you're not expecting it, catch a touchdown, something like that. So CJ Stroud certainly has weapons to throw to, but he's, as you mentioned, he's a Heisman Trophy candidate quarterback, was a finalist last year. And I do think, you know, he's just refined his game, taking another year in the program and using that working under Ryan Day.
It's funny you mention Ohio State using the tight end, because I think one of the things that makes this game special and especially these last few years is the contrasting styles of both programs. Yeah. You know, Michigan, its tight ends are like the number one targets as receivers, pretty much. You know, you look at a Luke Schoonmaker, who was the backup to Eric All, who was an All-American, and, you know, both of them have suffered injuries. So it's been Colston Loveland, a freshman, and he's become like a number one target the last couple weeks. It's going to be really fascinating to see the contrasting styles and see, of course, both teams' health. And we hope that both programs can bring their A players and play their A game, because that's what makes this rivalry great.
We have more Behind Enemy Lines on the other side of the break, plus Al Borges, Vance Bedford, and a lot more to get to this morning here on the show. This is the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see, good for my career. Send me to rehab, though, so. I mean, that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.